In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Well, each year on the Sunday before Christmas, we hear this gospel passage from St. Matthew, his account of our Lord's genealogy, or his lineage, beginning with Abraham, all the way down to Joseph, and then our Lord Jesus Christ. And besides the fact that it's a long passage with a lot of names, it's an incredibly meaningful passage as well. It's incredibly meaningful and important for us to pay attention and to note how our Lord is related to this lineage of human beings. Because really what this means is that our Lord is related to us, because we're all related. And that he truly took flesh, human flesh, and truly became one of us. He became a human being with a family, with relatives. He took our humanity on himself. And this is what this reading reminds us of. It's so important. And he's connected to history, to the history of particular people. And what that means ultimately is he's connected to our history, the history of each one of us, our life story. Our Lord is not distant or aloof from our life and our experience and our struggles and what we've suffered, our hurts and our wounds and so on. He's near to each one of us and to our stories. And this example of his family story going back to Abraham shows us that. And we could focus on any one of these people that we hear about, or any of the stories related to their lives. But there's one in particular that I would like to draw our attention to today. And that is the story of Ruth. Ruth is one of the loveliest people whom we meet in the pages of Scripture. One of the loveliest people in the Old Testament. Really a model and a figure and a representation of true faith. Faith of a true believer. I hope you all know the story of Ruth, but let me just jog your memory by going through it briefly. She has her own book, first of all, the book of Ruth, right after Judges. And it's very short, so it's worth taking just a few minutes. It might take you, 10 minutes to read the book of Ruth and all of the details. But this is what takes place. There's a certain man who was an Israelite living in Judea, and there was a famine. The man's name was Elimelech. And Elimelech, because there was a famine in the land, he lost heart. He lost courage and he said, we need to go somewhere else where there's food. And so they went to Moab. Now Moab, the Moabites, were the enemies of the Israelites. And the Israelites were forbidden to interact with the Moabites. But Elimelech lacked faith that God would provide for his family, so he went to the Moabites that they might receive food from them. And he took his wife Naomi and their two sons. Now in Moab, the sons grew up and they married Moabite women. One of them was Ruth and the other one was Orpah. Now Elimelech died and both of the sons died. And so now it was just Naomi with her two daughters-in-law, Ruth and Orpah. And so Naomi says, I want to go back to my people. I don't have anything left here in Moab. I want to go back to Judea. And I forgot to mention, by the way, that specifically where they were from was Bethlehem. That's where Elimelech and his family came from Bethlehem. So now Naomi wants to go back to Bethlehem, and so she says to her daughters-in-law, Ruth and Orpah, you don't know anybody in Israel. This is your people here in Moab. These are your gods that you worship here in Moab. Why don't you stay here? I don't want to force you to come with me back to Judea. but I'm going to go because that's really my people, and I don't have, since I don't have any children or grandchildren here because both of the sons died without bearing any children, she said, I have nothing left, I'm going to go back. Well, Orpah said, okay, I'm going to stay. And she kissed her goodbye, and there was weeping and everything, but she said, I'm going to stay here with my people. But not Ruth. Not Ruth. When Naomi said, stay with your people and worship your gods, she said, no. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. Such a beautiful and moving expression of faith and trust. Just in this childlike way, she said, no, you're my mother now. And your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. And so she went with her. And they returned to Bethlehem, and they were poor. They had no one to provide for them. But in Israel, according to the law, there was a certain regulation that the people, when they would go through and gather grain from the fields, they had to leave a little bit around the edges of the fields that other people could come and glean. It was the gleaning law. You couldn't glean your own field. In other words, take everything and leave nothing for the poor. That way, if there were poor people around, they could come to the edges of the field and get some grain so they would have something to eat. So Ruth went out one day to glean. And of course, she was in Bethlehem. It was a place where they had relatives and so on. But as she was gleaning, she ended up in a particular field. And it turns out that it was the field owned by Boaz. Now, Boaz was a relative of Elimelech's, of their families. And he noticed Ruth there gleaning in his field. And he asked about her. And he discovered who she was. And so he commanded all of his workers, the men who worked for him, not to lay a hand on Ruth, but to protect her, and to leave extra grain for her to glean. So they were providing for her without her even knowing this. But she would go back to Naomi and tell her, look at all this grain I gleaned. And she asked her, well, what field? Did you find out what field you were in? Oh yes, I heard it belonged to Boaz. Ah, Boaz is our close relative. And so she said, this is what you must do. She told her to go and to speak to Boaz and to ask him to act as her kinsman redeemer. Now, what's a kinsman redeemer? This is something that we see in the book of Ruth especially, but it's a concept that exists throughout the Old Testament. And this is this idea. Again, if your father died, or if you were a woman and your husband died, and let's say the woman had no children, no one to care for her when she's old, well then her husband's brother is supposed to marry her and give her children so that she will have children to care for her when she's old. Or if he can't do it for whatever reason, then it has to be the next nearest kinsman, and so on. So this was the role of the kinsman redeemer, and not only that, but let's say that you lost everything, you became poor, and you had to sell your property in order to survive, to have something to eat. Well, your relative had the duty then to come and to buy back the property on your behalf. That person would be the kinsman redeemer for you. You see? And even if there was somebody's blood was shed, somebody was murdered, let's say, then the kinsman redeemer in that case was the one who would go and take vengeance, who would avenge you. In other words, he would be somebody who would care for you because he recognized you as his relative and it was his duty to care for you and your needs. Well, so Naomi told Ruth to go to Boaz and ask him to act as the kinsman redeemer for Ruth because they had nothing. So she did, and she went. And Boaz was a godly man. He was an older man. And he basically says to Ruth, God bless you. You're beautiful, and you could have gone after any of these young men. And he said, instead, you're coming, and you're asking me to be the kinsman redeemer. And he said, this is a godly thing. This is from God. But he said, you actually have a closer relative this man over here, so-and-so, so we have to go and talk to him first and find out if he wants to be the kinsman redeemer. So they did. They went and they talked to that man. Now this man, he was apparently a closer relative, but Boaz begins by saying, you know, our relative Naomi and her husband had this piece of property, but her husband died, and now there's this piece of property. It needs to be redeemed. Would you like the piece of property? He said, yes, I want the property. He said, well, if you act as the kinsman redeemer, you also have to take Ruth. And he said, no, I have a lot of children. I don't want them to have to share the inheritance with other children. So he said, I don't want to serve as the kinsman redeemer. So they did this little ceremony where the relative who didn't want to be the kinsman redeemer takes his sandal off his foot and gives it to Boaz as a sign that he doesn't want to be the kinsman redeemer. And so Boaz becomes the one who redeems their family, Naomi, their property, and in particular Ruth becomes his wife. And they bear a child. And that child's name is Obed. And Obed has a son, and Obed's son is Jesse. And you know who Jesse's son is? King David. Yes. So Ruth and Boaz become the great-grandparents of King David. And then they become the great-great-great-great-great, many, many greats, grandparents of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Ruth represents faithfulness. She's the faithful soul which says to the church, your people will be my people, and your God my God. And all of us must be like Ruth when we come into the church, when we convert, and all of us have to convert, our hearts have to be converted to become one with our Lord, to become united to Him, to know our Lord as our kinsman redeemer. So Ruth represents that faithfulness and that trust when we come and we say, I will not worship any other gods, but your God, we say to the church, will be my God. And we say, oh God, thou art my God. And Boaz, whom does Boaz represent? Well, he's the kinsman redeemer. But who really is the kinsman redeemer? The kinsman who's related, as I said at the beginning, to all of us. Our Lord, Jesus Christ. He's our kinsman. He's our redeemer. Now, sometimes it appears to us that there's another kinsman, you see? Like this one who is also apparently related to Ruth. And Boaz said, well, we have to go and talk to him first. And so it seems to us that there are certain powers and forces and things in this world that might redeem us, that might be a cause for hope for us, that might somehow satisfy us. But we go to those things and we say, will you redeem me? And what do they ultimately say? No, I will not redeem you. It's not possible for me to redeem you. I'd like to have your property. I'd like to take what's yours. But I'm not going to ultimately redeem you. And so Boaz is the true kinsman redeemer representing our Lord Jesus Christ, who's related to us and who in fact delivers us and redeems us from the fleshly mind, which seems so closely related to us, but is a false redeemer. So we come, each of us, before Christ, empty and poor, without any hope, just like Ruth in her simplicity, in her gentle and meek spirit, in her trust. We come before Christ, and the fleshly mind and the desires and the cares and the distractions of this world come and they try to push for what they want. And they come and they try to take us away from our true Redeemer. But all of this disappoints and we end up feeling forsaken and alone and disillusioned. Nothing else redeems us. Everything else is empty. Christ comes to us through all those generations that we just heard about. He comes to all of those generations, and He comes to our generation. He comes to every single person. But we have to want for Him to be our kinsman redeemer. Like Ruth, we have to take that step. He's not going to force us. He's like Boaz, watching Ruth. caring for her even before she asks. But he awaits us to come and ask him and to say, Lord, I don't want to belong to any other God. I don't want to seek for any other Redeemer. I only want you as my kinsman Redeemer. And when we ask, he blesses us. He doesn't have to do that, you know. He doesn't have to become our kinsman Redeemer, just like Boaz didn't have to do that for Ruth. But he chose to. He willingly does. And our Lord does for us. He takes us into his own home. He takes us out of poverty and makes us rich. He takes us out of sorrow and gives us joy. He takes us out of the emptiness of this world and gives us fullness. He gives us every Christmas gift our deepest hearts could possibly desire. This is the story of the genealogy of our Lord Jesus Christ in a nutshell. He comes as our kinsman redeemer to redeem us as Boaz redeemed Ruth, so that we might become fruitful, so that we might become part of the household of faith, so that we might become living members of that lineage of Christ. This is the story of the whole gospel and ultimately of the whole world. May it sink deep into our hearts and may it inspire us to cling to our Lord Jesus Christ and only to him. Amen.